This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry, bringing to you the Short Talk Bulletin, published monthly by the Masonic Service Association of North America since 1923, Volume 96, Number 8, from August of 2018. Can You See Me Now? By Most Worshipful Brother Casey Hood, Grandmaster of Masons in Tennessee. Editor's Note: This short talk was taken from remarks made to the Grand Lodge of Kentucky's annual communication by the visiting Grand Master, Casey Hood, the recording of which is here presented.
Most Worshipful Grand Master of Tennessee, Brother Casey Hood.
Good morning, brothers. How are you? Thank you for allowing us to be here this morning. It is a wonderful day to be a part of your Grand Lodge. Most Worshipful Sir, before I start, I have a small problem I need to bring up. For you brethren who don't know, when there are certain affairs of state, it's not for the individual members to talk to another Grand Lodge. It's one of these crazy things where the members got to talk to the Grand Lodge, the Grand Lodge to the Grand Lodge, and the Grand Lodge back down to you. But I have a little problem. I was all over Tennessee last week, couldn't get anywhere I wanted to be. I was at University of Tennessee at Knoxville one day. I was at University of Chattanooga. So you kind of got to be the UT fan. I come in here, I parked, I had a little UT sticker on my truck. I go out this morning, and there's some wet paint on my truck. It is not UT, it says UK. I talked to the young man who was working right there as the valet, and I said, "You have any idea who did that?" He said, "Well, no, sir, I don't know exactly who he was. He was a small fella. He was wearing a Masonic t-shirt." So I am officially informing you, when I find that member of yours who has done this to my truck, I want to have a little talk with him. So if you know who this is, it would be nice if you tell me. Here's my message. That first coat is dry. You can go out there and get that second coat on anytime you want to, sir. Your Most Worshipful Grandmaster extended this courtesy to me, and I said, "What would you like to have?" He said, "Make them laugh, make them think." So I hope I've made you laugh. Now I'm going to try to make you think. How many of you guys have seen Most Worshipful Todd's camouflage tuxedo? Masonry teaches by allegory and symbols, and I think I know the message he was trying to convey to you, and I'm going to do my best to put it into words. It came out of a little story with my father. Several years ago, we went into a sporting goods store, and he was looking at a little camouflage outfit to get ready to go hunting that winter. And he kind of liked it. He didn't know. He just kind of, and the salesman was real pushy, real pushy. My dad really didn't want to buy it. He just kind of kept looking. He finally said, "Won't you try it on?" So my dad, to shut him up, he put this thing on, and he got it on about like I did right here. And the salesman was, "You need this, and you got to have that, and you got to do this, and you got to do that." And my dad just finally tired of listening to this. He said, "Well, how do I look in this?" Salesman said, "You look really good." My dad took it off, threw it on the floor, said, "I won't have it. We're leaving here." And the salesman said, "Well, what's wrong? I told you look good." He said, "It's camouflage. If you could see me, it don't work." So my message to you today, gentlemen, is can you see me now? That's the truth. You brothers have extended one of the warmest welcomes I've ever had in my life over the last couple of days. You guys have treated me with the utmost courtesy and respect as the Most Worshipful Grand Master of Masons of the State of Tennessee. You have shook my hand. You have thanked me for being here. You have treated me. I cannot put it into words. It will humble you to have men to treat you this way. But it's because I hold a title and I hold an office. But gentlemen, as all of these men on this stage can tell you, we are not any better than you. So I ask you every day, and you go in your community, would you treat me the same way if you met me tomorrow working on the side of the road as a construction worker? Would you see me as the same man? In a month or so, when you decide to go deer hunting on your favorite farm and there's another man just right up the way and he's hunting in a stand and he killed your deer, he may be a good man, but would you see him for that good man, or would you see him for something else? Every day of your life, you run into someone that is a friend, and you have neglected to talk about Masonry to him. Can you see him for who he is? Can you see the benefit that this fraternity would have for him? Can you see how this fraternity would benefit from having him as a member? You had a young man speak up here earlier. I don't know if you were here, from DeMolay. He said when he became of age, he kept waiting on his father to ask him or give him a petition, and it never happened. So he finally had to ask his dad, hey, what's the problem? And he informed him, to be one, you have to ask one. Gentlemen, I can tell you today, we have kept the secret of what this fraternity means for far too long. You are a part of the most moral institution in the world. You are the people that are the backbone of this country. Every one of you sitting in lodge in the last week or month or year, when you heard a knock at the door and some young man or some older man just come in and said, you know, I've been waiting to see someone here. Can I have a petition? You would run over each other to give him a petition and sign your name to it, not knowing that man or where he come from. You would figure it out later. But every day, there's a man you go to school with, there's a man you work with, there's a man in your church, there's a man in your social group that would make a good Mason, and you have neglected to talk to him about this fraternity and what it means to you in your heart. I challenge each one of you, you've all got a lapel pin of some type, a coin, some Masonic emblem. If you've got that man in your life and you don't know how to talk to him, I don't care if he's 18 to 80, present it to him. This is my gift to you. Well, what is this? Well, it's my Masonic pin. Well, you know, I've heard about that. Tell me what it means. Open the door. You can't tell the esoteric secrets. You can't tell how to become a member. You can't tell any of the transactions within the lodge when that Bible is open, but you can most certainly tell them that you are a part of the most moral institution in the world. You can tell them how they can benefit from this fraternity and the fellowship and the brotherhood that they find. So I'll leave you with this, sirs. Can you see me now? Can you see me for who I am? See that man that is close to you, brother, friend, cousin, simple work companion. See him for who he is and tell him about this fraternity. And I promise you, we will all reap that benefit. It is a custom in the great state of Tennessee, when a grandmaster travels, to present to the sitting grandmaster a knife. Sir, I would like to present to you one of my grandmaster's knives, and you have been taught many times about the symbolism of this box, but I do not present you this as or because you are sitting grandmaster. I present you this because you have become my friend. I hope that when my year is done, we can find a way for our friendship to grow. Most worshipful Grandmaster, on behalf of each visiting dignitary here, we wish you a very successful session. We hope you have a ball. And gentlemen, if you didn't know, we've started a retirement fund for him. So if you've got an extra penny, come up here and drop it in the bucket when you leave today.
Thank you, Brother Casey.
This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry, and this has been the Short Talk Bulletin, published monthly by the Masonic Service Association of North America since 1923, for the purpose of disseminating Masonic light, knowledge, history, and instruction to all the lodges of the constituent Grand Lodges of the Association. Content is presented here with permission.